Now, the main character in Andrew Davidson's debut novel, Gargoyle, is not a very nice character. He's a monster of sorts who ends up in hospital with terrible burns after a car crash. While being treated in hospital, he meets a woman who claims was his lover in the 14th century. She's a psychiatric patient who carves gargoyles. She tells him stories while he lies in bed unable to move. Andrew Davidson was given a 7-figure advance for this book. So what reading has influenced him as a writer? For Off the Shelf, he made this selection.
Here I am today to talk about 5 books that I really love, and if they have, in fact, influenced me, and of course they have on some level. I'll start with actually my all-time favorite book, the book that I've read the most times in my life, probably about a dozen times at this point, and that's Tess of the D'Urbervilles. This book for me is kind of a double-edged sword, because when I'm reading it, I'm always reawakened to the possibility of how good writing actually can be. The flip side of that, of course, is that sometimes it absolutely devastates me and makes me want to throw my pen down in defeat, as I know that I will never be able to write a book as good as Tess. I mean, this book, for me, it's the one, and I was introduced to it in my English class in high school by the teacher just at the time that I was discovering my appreciation for what literature can do in one's life. And for 23 years now, it has firmly and occupied that top spot, and I don't expect that it will be taken out anytime soon. And it actually made me develop and live by a Thomas Hardy reading rule, which is that I am allowed to reread Thomas Hardy novels that I've already read as many times as I want, but I am not allowed a new Thomas Hardy novel at a rate greater than one per year, because I know he's not writing anymore at this point, and I want to bring it out as long as I can. So I've read Tess, as I say, maybe a dozen times, Far From the Madding Crowd, Mayor of Casterbridge, The Return of the Native, those a number of times as well. And for me, Thomas Hardy is my absolute favorite novelist. Rounding out my top 4 or 5 books would include, well, I'll go with Perfume, The Story of a Murderer by Patrick Süskind, and Lolita. And the reason that I choose these two books is that, as a writer, what they really awakened in me is this understanding that you do not have to write about good characters. And in fact, it's probably a good idea to not write about good characters. People don't really care if the character's bad. They only care if the character's not interesting. So, in Lolita, I mean, you have this narrator who is, I mean, obviously about as despicable a character as exists in literature, and yet, when I read this book, he makes me laugh, and the strength of his passion draws me along. With Perfume as well, I mean, this is a man who essentially wants to steal the scent of beautiful teenage girls to create the ultimate perfume, and he lacks any sort of moral conscience at all as he kills them to create the smells that he can imagine. But unbelievably well written and engaging books, and I'm again, books that I've read a number of times. Frankenstein is another book that I quite like. In regards to the influence it's had upon me, the main character of my novel is somebody who is horrifically burned in an accident and it undergoes this medical treatment and views himself very much as a monster, but he certainly, there's hopefully a lot more depth to him than that. One of the things that's happened with Frankenstein over the years is people have forgotten that in the novel it's not some lumbering brain dead creature. I mean, this is a wonderfully intelligent creature who feels that he's and is an outcast from society, and in essence maybe even abandoned by his father. So this is a book that I love. And I love the backstory on it. I mean, you can imagine Shelley and Byron sitting around, and I think Polidori was there, I'm not sure, with their challenge of writing ghost stories. I mean, if there's a better backstory in literature, I cannot imagine what it would be. And the final book that I'm going to talk about is The Bone People by the New Zealand writer Kerry Hume. And this was a book that just absolutely blew my mind when I read it, oh, probably 15 years ago. I didn't know that people could do that with writing, and I am waiting eagerly, like anybody who's ever read this book, for her to finally put out her next one.
Andrew Davidson there with the books that have influenced him for Off the Shelf. He wrote Gargoyle, and it's published by Text. And this is The Book Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Ramona Koval. It's actually the end of The Book Show. On tomorrow's program, Jeff Dyer. Now, you might have heard me speak to him last year, I think it was last year, about procrastination. He tried to write a book about D.H. Lawrence, but he ended up writing a book about not writing the book. But he's now written a book. It's actually two novellas set in Venice and Varanasi. It's called Jeff in Venice, Death in Varanasi, and it's a book of lust and death and party drugs and contemporary art. So he'll join me on The Book Show tomorrow.